Thanks for purchasing the TMO 1010 Talking Microwave Oven. Your oven was modified to talk here in the United States. Thanks for buying American. Your oven will deliver years of dependable service. Your new oven carries a 1-year limited parts and labor warranty. The warranty does not cover damages due to improper handling of the unit or damage caused in shipping. Call the business you bought your oven from should you require in-warranty or out-of-warranty service. They will instruct you on what steps to take to have your oven serviced. If your oven ever fails to operate, before calling for service, unplug your oven from the AC outlet, wait 5 minutes, then plug it back in. If it still fails to operate, then call for service. Safety notices. Never place an item in the oven that is made of metal or contains metal. Use only microwave oven rated containers. Do not operate the microwave oven empty. Always put some food or liquid in a proper container into the oven before running it. The oven must be grounded. Do not plug the oven into an outlet that is not grounded, and do not use grounding adapters unless they are properly installed. Do not operate the oven if it is physically damaged in any way, especially around the door area. You could risk exposure to microwave rays, which can be harmful. This oven was designed with persons that are visually impaired in mind. Each button of the keypad has a raised ring around it for easy location by touch. There are 12 keys arranged in a 3 across by 4 down arrangement. A momentary press of any one button will, in most cases, tell you what the button does. If the button makes a ding sound, it means that that button does nothing in the current mode of operation. Once you remember what each button does, you should find the oven quite easy to operate. Your oven has 4 basic features you should know about. Number 1. It is a complete microwave oven with an adjustable cook time that can be set for as little as 1 second or up to 99 minutes. The power level has 4 possible settings as well. They are high, medium, low, and defrost. Number 2. It contains a general purpose kitchen timer that can be set for as low as 1 second or up to 24 hours, 59 minutes. Number 3. It contains a digital clock which can be set for standard AM/PM time. Number 4. It has an attend to food function that can be used when you set long cook times. It permits you to set the oven to stop every so often within the cook time so that you can stir or reposition what is cooking and without having to reset the overall cook time. The attend to food time can be as short as 1 second or up to 59 minutes, 59 seconds. Before listening to the rest of this tape, please unpack and plug in your microwave oven. Locate the oven near to where you are playing this tape so that you can learn from the examples that will be described next. Don't forget to remove the tape holding the turntable bracket down and place the glass dish inside the oven. Note: please do not discard the box that your oven came in because you may need to ship it at a later date. When the oven is first plugged into an outlet, it is automatically in the microwave oven mode. Therefore, we will talk about this mode first. Before we start, we need to mentally number the buttons on your oven's keypad so that we can keep track of their locations. There are 12 keys arranged in a 3 across by 4 down arrangement. There is a raised circle around each button to make them easier to locate. The buttons are numbered from left to right, top to bottom. In other words, button 1 will be the upper leftmost button, and moving right on the first row of buttons, there's button 2, then 3. Now move down one row to the leftmost button. That's button 4. Move right 2 buttons, and they are 5 and 6. You should now understand how the rest are numbered. If you have figured it out correctly, button 12 will be the lower rightmost button. Next, let's set the volume of the voice on the microwave oven. Press button 9 to increase the volume, or button 12 to decrease the volume. If you hold either button down, you will hear an automatic sequence up or down of volume levels. There are a total of 8 volume steps. Pick the step that is most comfortable for you and let's continue. Now the next thing you need to do is place a full cup of water in your microwave oven. We're going to heat it for 1 minute 10 seconds at a medium power level. Now let's set the power level. Locate button 7. When you press it momentarily, it will say power level high. If you keep the button held down, it will say set power level. Locate buttons 3 and 6. They are the increase and decrease buttons. Momentarily press button 3 and the power level will advance to the next setting. Momentarily press button 6, and the power level will retreat to the previous setting. Set the power level to medium. After you've set the power level, you must press button 7 again. The power level will be announced once more. The only thing left to do now is set the cook time. To do this, momentarily press button 1. It should say, Set Cook Time. Now, press button 1 again and hold it down. It should say, Cook Time Not Set, Set Cook Time. Now, momentarily press button 3. It should say 1 minute. Press it again, and it should say 2 minutes. Momentarily press button 6, and it should say 1 minute. If you hold either button 3 or button 6 down, the cook time will advance in steps of 5 minutes. This makes setting longer cook times easier. Experiment with this until you are comfortable. When you are done, set the final cook time for 1 minute. Now we are going to set the seconds. Press button 2. It should say Set Cook Time Seconds. Again, with buttons 3 and 6, set the seconds for 10. When you are finished, press button 1 again. You should hear it say, Cook Time 1 minute 10 seconds. Once you are sure the cook time is set, press button 4. You should hear Power Level Medium, Cook Time 1 minute 10 seconds, Microwave Running. You should then hear the oven start. Let the oven run for a short time, then press button 5. You should hear the microwave say, Microwave halted, then the minutes and seconds remaining. Now press button 4 again, and the oven should announce the power level and cook time again, and will start. When the oven has stopped cooking, it should shut off and 3 chimes in a row will be heard. If you do not open the door, 2 more sets of chimes will be announced after 10-second pauses, and then the oven will not make any further noises. Important: after a cook time cycle has completed, the power level will always change back to high. So remember, each time you set the cook time, if you want any power level other than high, you will have to reset it. This completes the instructions on how to use the microwave oven mode. You should now practice setting cook times and running the oven for a few minutes and/or seconds at a time until you are comfortable with how to set it. It is important to set the power level to defrost every time you run the oven, because you don't want to overheat the cup of water you put in the oven earlier. If you do not completely understand how to set the oven to this point, do not continue listening to the rest of this tape. It will only confuse matters. We suggest that you rewind the tape and play it back as many times as required until you completely understand. Now let's talk about the attend to food function of the microwave oven. As I mentioned earlier, this function permits you to set the oven to stop every so often within the cook time so that you can stir or reposition what is cooking without having to reset the overall cook time. This feature is normally not needed in everyday use of your oven. It is, however, important to understand how to use it in the event you want to set it at a later date. To demonstrate the attend to food timer, let's create a situation where we need a cook time of 1 minute, and every 15 seconds we want the oven to stop and remind us to attend to the food. To do this, first set the cook time to 1 minute at the defrost power level. Be sure to press button 1 after you set the cook time. Next, press button 8 momentarily. You should hear the oven say, Attend to food every 0 minutes 0 seconds. To set the attend time, press and hold down button 8. The oven will say, Set attend to food minutes. Now you set the time exactly like you did the cook time. If you don't want to set any minutes, and that is the case in this example, press button 2. The oven will say, Set attend to food seconds. Press button 3 and 6 to adjust the time to 15 seconds. When you are finished, press button 8. The oven should say, Attend to food every 0 minutes 15 seconds. Press button 4 to start the microwave oven. The microwave oven should start running, and after 15 seconds it will stop and say, Attend to food. Normally you would open the door, stir or reposition your food, close the door, and then press button 4 to start the oven again. Please do this, and notice that the cook time is now 45 seconds. If you continue this process, the oven will stop 3 times during the 1 minute cook time and ask you to attend to the food. The oven will chime 3 times when the process has completed. Important: if you set the attend to food timer, it is automatically reset to 0 minutes 0 seconds when the cook time ends. This completes the instructions on how to use the attend to food timer. Remove the cup of water from your oven. You will not need it for the rest of this instructional tape. Next, let's talk about the built-in clock of your microwave oven. As mentioned earlier in this tape, your microwave oven has a built-in clock. To get the current time of day, momentarily press button 10. The oven will say clock and announce the current time. To set the time, hold button 10 down. The oven will say set clock hours. The hours and minutes are set just like the cook time and attend to food timer. Using buttons 3 and 6, set the hour to the current hour of the day. If you press and hold button 3 or 6 down, the hours will automatically sequence up or down. Set the minutes by pressing button 2 momentarily. The oven will say set clock minutes. Using buttons 3 and 6, set the minutes to the current minute. When you are finished, press button 10. The oven should say clock and announce the current time of day. This completes the instructions on the built-in clock of your microwave oven. Let's now talk about the kitchen timer mode of your microwave oven. As mentioned earlier, the oven has a built-in kitchen timer. The timer has 2 modes of operation. One is called the 1-hour timer and the other is called the 24-hour timer. In the 1-hour timer mode, you can set a time from as little as 1 second on up to 59 minutes, 59 seconds. In the 24-hour timer mode, you can set a time for as little as 1 minute on up to 24 hours, 59 minutes. First thing we need to do is switch modes by pressing button 11. The oven should alternate from saying kitchen timer mode to microwave oven mode each time you press the button. When you hear kitchen timer mode, stop pressing the button. We now need to select the timer mode we want, 1 hour or 24 hour mode. Let's set the timer for 2 minutes, 20 seconds. In this case, we will need to set the timer in the 1 hour mode because the 24 hour timer does not time in seconds. Press button 10 until the oven says 1 hour timer. Now, let's set the time. Press button 1 and the oven will say set timer minutes. Using buttons 3 and 6, set the timer minutes to 2. If you keep button 3 or 6 pressed, the timer minutes will automatically sequence up or down in 1 minute steps. Press button 1 again and the oven will say timer set 2 minutes 0 seconds. Next, press button 2. The oven will say set timer seconds. Using buttons 3 and 6, set the timer seconds to 20. If you keep button 3 or 6 pressed, the timer seconds will automatically sequence up or down in 1 second steps. Press button 2 again and the oven should say, timer set 2 minutes 20 seconds. To start the timer running, you must press button 4. When pressed, the oven should say, timer running. It will then announce the time that it is set for. To stop the timer, you press button 5 and the oven will say timer halted and the time remaining. These 2 buttons operate the same way as when you are in the microwave oven mode. Press button 4 and let the timer run out. When the timer finishes timing, you will hear the same 3 chimes as in the microwave oven mode. 2 more sets of chimes will be announced after 10 second pauses and the oven will not make any further sounds. There are 2 more buttons you should know about on the kitchen timer. You can reset the timer to the last time you created by pressing button 7. When pressed, the oven will say timer ready and announce the last timer setting. You can clear the timer with button 8. When pressed, the oven will say timer set to 0, please set time. This completes the instructions for the kitchen timer mode. This is also the end of the instructions for your microwave oven. We hope you find the oven easy to use and a useful item in your life. Thanks again for buying American, and have a good day.